Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I was talking to Andy Baskin about, you know, Kitchens and Mayfield and the Browns. And it appears that, I don't know if you knew this or not, that his wife is getting into it now with reporters. So now you got the hostile wife getting involved.
You know it's just not going to end well for him.
Yeah.
Like, you know where this is going.
Where do you think it's going?
Him not having the job at the end of the year. Like, that's where it's going.
Oh, Freddie?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm talking about Mayfield's wife.
Oh, really?
So Mayfield's wife's the one that got into it. Yeah, I think that you may be right about that.
Right.
Because he's kind of been a tool, the coach.
Yeah, he's done. He's going to be done.
Right, he shouldn't have gotten the job to begin with. They over-elevated him because he had a little success at the end of last year and didn't want to lose him somewhere else. So they gave him the big seat, and it's biting them in the ass.
So Baker's wife is the one now yelling at people
on Twitter.
His wife is this chick. I don't know anything about her, but she's apparently getting into it now with reporters. She's blasting one of the Browns beat reporters. Another woman, so she's going after a woman reporter, and she had this reporter had asked Browns head coach Freddie Kitchens about wearing the Pittsburgh Started It shirt before the game. We all know what that was about, and the picture he took was some fan, and he was wearing it. No big deal, but still not the smartest, bird in the nest. You know what I mean? Like, you're missing a bolt or two if you do that.
Right, like, stupid bulletin board material you're giving them.
Right. It's just, what are you doing, bro? You're the head coach of an NFL team. Does any other NFL head coach do anything like that? It just shows you he's amateur hour.
Right. At that point, you're supposed to be, you know, getting the fires down. You're supposed to be putting it out, saying, you know what, last game is last game. We're focused on this one. We needed the win. Instead,
did you see Tomlin?
Keep it going.
Did you see the way Tomlin handled the game? Let's play football. Listen, there's not going to be any fighting. There's not going to be any talk of anything. I don't care who started. I don't care if he wore this. Play football. Get first down. Score touchdowns. Stop the other team.
Andy said it best. If you didn't want this all to happen, just don't wear the shirt. Nobody would be talking about it. All we'd be talking about is what a crappy job you've done as the coach.
Right.
And that you should be out for that. Instead, it's become this. I don't care who told you or wanted you to wear the shirt. Well, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, this just piles on to everything that's gone on there this year.
So apparently she wrote about this reporter. She asked a fair question, and then she wrote, the girl, the wife, Emily Mayfield, why is this the focus of your questions? And then the lady responded, I asked exactly one T-shirt question after the game. I asked Baker what he thought of it, and he defended Kitchens, which I thought was cool. He gave a great answer saying, I've done much worse, funny, and it struck the right note. Boom. When a fan chimed in and pressed the wife, she stood her ground. And then, please, Mrs. Baker, enlighten us all to what the focus should be on. Questionable play calling, veterans missing practice, inability to get the ball to playmakers, inability to have guys coming off injury and knowing the playbook, poor clock management. Where should we focus? And then she wrote back, quote, football in general would be a good start, end quote. And then, you know, everybody laughed because it's funny. You remember a few weeks ago, Baker Mayfield blasted reporters for asking football questions. He said, you've never played in the NFL, so you don't know anything. Don't ask me questions about a sport you've never played. Is there anything worse than the pro football player that says that? With a guy or a woman just trying to do their job as a reporter. See, the deal is that none, almost, not all, but very few of the players respect the media. They just don't like them. And they think they're the enemy. Unless they're winning, and if they're winning, they use the media to their glorification. There's nothing better than the media when you're winning. Have you ever seen a guy do a bad interview after he wins a championship? Like, for instance, the Nationals, when they won the World Series. Did you see any of them? Name one guy did a bad interview. Name one guy on the team that wouldn't do 15 or 20 interviews that night. Name one manager that wouldn't do 50 interviews if he wins the World Series. Name Nick Saban one time ever that he didn't do an interview when it came to getting votes for the BCS. Name one time ever that that guy won't manipulate the ESPN people to get what he wants. Name one time. Name one. Just name one for me and I'll shut up. The media does nothing to these players. They just tell it like it is. Or they, you know, I won't deny, sometimes they write stupid, vicious stories about them. Like, they blame them for everything. Like, I've never seen anything worse than the mention that Carver High had earlier tonight about the New York Daily News. The fact that those morons, and you can quote me on this, that they literally, it's, first of all, it's the worst paper in America now. It's worth, it's not even worth 5 cents. And they literally charge a dollar and a half for a absolute toilet paper rag. It has no substance whatsoever in it. Have you ever seen it lately? Have you seen that paper lately? I mean, I'm surprised they even get put the astrology in there. Do they get anything right in that paper at all? I mean, there isn't one story in there that's legitimate. Not one. And they, and their sports is just atrocious. They wrote a back page story. The biggest story of the day was that Sam Darnold was better than Tom Brady. Oh, my God. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And so they do make stupid stories, I won't deny. And they embarrass themselves. And the media does do stupid things. And they are mean. And they can be vicious and everything else and be critical and not know what they're talking about. Fair enough. But their job is to do that, is it not? Is their job not to sell papers and to get ratings? You know, in other words, get people talking, get, you know, people's attention. The article should get you to be thought provocative type stuff. Get people mad, angry, whatever. Get a response, right? Is that not what their job is to do? Sell the papers, do stories that get people ignited, right? But athletes, like NFL players like Baker Mayfield, he blames the media for his bad games. And he's like, I won't talk to you. You've never played. Shut up, dude. You're such a tool. Honestly. And he's right. Just win a game for once. You know what I mean? Stop blaming everyone else for your failures. And now your wife's in on it? What a loser, dude. You can't control that problem? I mean, listen. Hey, honey, can you do me a favor? Shut up.
But have you ever seen a story that was so-and-so's wife got involved with fans on Twitter, and it went great? Never once. It's always, they come to their defense, say something stupid and embarrass them.
How immature are you that you have to open your big fat mouth to, like, argue with reporters about your husband's crappy play? Is there anything worse than the wife that defends her husband in the media after a guy blows a game and they, you know what I mean, they blame him, and then she comes to his defense because she loves him. Oh, God, I love you so much. I'm just your girl.
And here's the thing with the media.
I'm your girl.
You're talking about with these players like Baker. That's the reason the media is there, is because the fans and these other people who want to know have not played. So they're asking you the question so that they can get the insight. Because if we knew, we wouldn't have to ask these questions. Now, like you said, there's some of them that are jerks and just try to do whatever they can to break you down. But sometimes it's just a legit question that if you explain it, you can get people on your side. Instead, they go and attack them and make more people hate them.
They all love the attention when they're winning. When they're losing, they blame the media for their problems. It's inevitable. It happens every single year in every sport. It's automatic. The sun will come up, the sun will go down, and then reporters will be blamed for everything if they're losing. But when they're winning, they love the media when they're winning because they'll just use that to sell whatever. Like, how about this guy, Le'Veon Bell? Misses a season, right, for a year, whatever. He's out a year and a half. What did he use the media for? To sell his crappy rap albums. He can't get enough of the media when he's trying to sell an album or having a launch party, can he? Everyone runs to the media when they want to sell something, don't they? A movie, a book, an appearance, you know, an album or charity. What do they do when they're doing the, have you ever seen the athletes? They run over to the little children's hospital to save lives. They bring the camera crew with them because they got to get, you know, everybody. I want everyone to know I'm a philanthropist. I'm saving lives over here. Do they not do that? Oh, my God. I just hit a nail on the head, didn't I? Oh, my God. What a bunch of phonies you are. Dude, shut your wife up. Honestly, stay out of it, honey. Go have some wine, smoke a fatty, get your toys out, do something. Stay out of the football business and open in your fat mouth with reporters. It's only going to give you a real bad case of heartburn, honey. Oh, God, it's good to be back on the bench, waxing up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.